With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The two vice presidential hopefuls agree to debate one another October 1st.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will face each other in a debate hosted by CBS News in New York City. Both potential vice presidents accepted the CBS invitation to debate on the 1st of October. The VP debate will take place 3 weeks after the debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, and as early voting in some states gets underway for the general election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Taliban holds a parade with U.S. military equipment on the anniversary of the Biden-Harris botched Afghanistan withdrawal.
Katie Pavlich of townhall.com reports that the third anniversary of President Joe Biden's withdrawal from Afghanistan is here, and the Taliban, which took over the country as the U.S. fled Kabul and left behind Bagram Air Base, is celebrating with a military parade featuring the equipment left behind. After 20 years of war, the Taliban conquered the capital city of Kabul on August 15, 2021. The White House claimed that the U.S. military equipment left behind, worth billions of dollars, was the responsibility of the Afghanistan government to keep from the Taliban. At the time of the withdrawal, Vice President Kamala Harris said that she was the last person that Biden spoke to before making the decision. When asked about whether she supported his leadership on the issue, she said that she was comfortable. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Recalled cucumbers are being linked to at least 449 people across 31 states getting sick. Centers for Disease Control said the cucumbers tainted with salmonella bacteria may have been exposed to untreated canal water in South Florida. No deaths have been reported. A new rule from the FTC will ban marketers from using fake reviews generated by AI. The commission said Wednesday the rule that takes effect in October will also forbid marketers from using bots to inflate their number of online followers. This is SRN News. Transgenderism causing a new problem in British healthcare.
X-ray operators in the UK's National Health Service have been instructed to ask men if they are pregnant before conducting scans. This has reportedly prompted some angry men to storm out rather than get their x-rays. The trouble all began when a woman who is living as a man received an x-ray while pregnant, something that isn't good for the unborn baby. Some critics say transgenderism is imperiling the entire British healthcare system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former Cornell University student is sentenced to 21 months in prison for posting violent, threatening statements against Jewish people on campus. Patrick Day was accused by federal officials of posting vows to shoot and stab Jewish people on a Greek Life forum. The threats came shortly after Hamas carried out its deadly attack on Israel in October of last year. He pled guilty. In addition to his prison sentence, he'll get 3 years of supervised release. This is SRN News. Internet entrepreneur Kim.com will be extradited from New Zealand to the United States, where he faces copyright infringement and money laundering charges.
German-born Kim.com is a larger-than-life character who describes himself as an internet freedom fighter. He was the founder of Mega Upload, a now-defunct website that was often used to share pirated films and music online. U.S. authorities estimate film studios and music companies lost $500 million and that the site made close to $200 million. Kim.com has been fighting extradition from New Zealand since 2012, when the FBI raided his mansion in the city of Auckland. Now the Justice Minister has signed the warrant. That battle may be over. Kim.com says he will appeal.
Thousands of pro-Hamas protesters plan to march on the Democratic National Convention next week. The U.S. Palestinian Community Network says chartered buses will bring demonstrators in. More details at SRNNews.com.